We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Adam Edwards.
And I'm Madison Magnus.
It's Thursday, March 12th, 2026. The results are in for this year's Best of Champaign-Urbana. The Daily Illini has released the results of its annual Best of CU poll, awarding locals and students favorite places across Champaign-Urbana. Registered student organizations, or RSOs, were voted the best place to meet people on campus. About 29% of voters chose RSOs as the top spot for making connections on campus. With hundreds of student groups at the University of Illinois, RSOs bring together students around shared interests from politics and debate to niche hobbies. Almost 20% of voters said house shows were the second best place to meet people, making classes the third best place to meet people with roughly 18% of the vote. However, the majority of the voters, almost 33%, said there are better places to meet people. WPGU News correspondent Kyler Bowie spoke with a few people to see where they met their closest friends. Amelia Gaddis, a freshman in LAS, said she met her closest friends at house shows, but also somewhere else.
I would say that I met a lot of my closest friends, honestly, like, at my dorm. No, but I would say, like, I got close to people in my dorm or at house shows.
Olivia Seifman, a freshman in LAS, said she also met her closest friends in the dorms.
I met my closest friends, like, literally in the dorm, because there was an Allen Courtyard party, like, move-in day or the day after move-in day, and literally, like, people just, like, came up to me.
Sadie Parkinson, a freshman in ACES and Granger, said she agrees with the top contender being RSOs, but meeting new people is a mixture of a few things.
I would say that for me, it's been a mixture of both RSOs and dorm life, but I have become a lot closer with a lot of the friends that I've met through RSOs, through doing things like hanging out at each other's dorms or going to house shows. So I'd say it's sort of like a pipeline, especially in a school like Granger where it can be really big and daunting. Making it small for yourself is helpful.
Next time you're looking to meet new people, check out an RSO, a house show, or try talking to someone in class. Or maybe do a little bit of everything.
Beginning today, Parkland College is celebrating its 60th anniversary. Parkland was founded on March 12, 1966, and officially opened its doors to over 1,000 students the next fall. Originally teaching classes in rented buildings throughout downtown Champaign, the institution did not move to its permanent location on Bradley Avenue until 1973. As of fall 2025, Parkland now enrolls over 9,000 students annually, offering more than 130 degree and certificate programs, as well as educational opportunities for all ages. Celebrations will begin with the annual Day of Giving. Celebrations will begin today with the annual Day of Giving, which highlights donors who help to provide high-quality education to all students. More celebrations will occur throughout the year before culminating with the Diamond Jubilee Gala on November 19. This event will honor their 60 years in operation, as well as those who have helped shape the college's legacy. For more information on Parkland's anniversary, visit parkland.edu/60years.
The Improvisers Exchange Workshop is tomorrow at 3 p.m. at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. This workshop will focus on music improvisation, experimental jazz, and poetry. Students in the University School of Music will have the opportunity to directly work with professional musicians and strengthen their improvisation skills. The Improvisers Exchange Ensemble is a student performance ensemble that focuses on the sound of music through collective improvisation. Jason Finkelman is the Director of Global Arts Performance Initiatives at the KCPA and leads the group. Elliot Levin, saxophone and flute player, and Damon Smith, double bass player, will be hosting the workshop. Both are leading figures in the American jazz avant-garde movement. This is a free, open-to-the-public event. Attendees are advised to arrive early because there's limited seating. WPGU News correspondent Taylor Casey spoke with Finkelman about what students can take away from the event.
I view improvised music as being on a very, very broad spectrum, that there are many, many styles and applications of music improvisation. And in this particular case, I hope that it provides insight into improvised music that is energetic, that is spiritual in some ways for some people, and uplifting.
With the Big Ten tournament looming, multiple players on the Illinois men's basketball team received special awards last Tuesday. Freshman guard Keaton Wagler was awarded the Big Ten Freshman of the Year after an impressive season. Wagler led the team in points, assists, and minutes this season and was awarded a spot on the All-Big Ten first team and the Big Ten All-Freshman team. Senior guard Kylan Boswell also received honors, earning a spot on the Big Ten All-Defensive team and an honorable mention on the All-Big Ten team. Boswell, who missed time due to a hand injury, is second on the team in both scoring and assists. Finally, freshman forward David Mirkovich earned a spot on the Big Ten All-Freshman team and an honorable mention to the All-Big Ten team. The Illini are preparing for a big run as they play tomorrow in their first game of the Big Ten tournament.
Construction in the city of Champaign has resulted in a road closure. One southbound lane of State Street between Church Street and Park Avenue will be closed. The closure begins tomorrow and will continue through Monday, weather permitting. The city of Champaign thanks travelers for their cooperation and encourages residents to use caution when moving through work zones. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Kyler Bowie, Kennedy Caldwell, Emma White, Taylor Casey, Vinnie Magsomble, and Grace Avila. That's all for today. From WPGU News, this has been Adam Edwards
and Madison Magnus.